I want you to call into the studio and tell me how your husband left you somewhere with your baby. It is 617-931-1234.
Like on purpose? Like,
and I want to know what reason he left you somewhere with your baby. Just flat out left you alone with your kid for hours because there was something he had to do. 617-931-1234. Salt, what happened to you?
Well, you know, we're moving into the new house. And so last week when I was off, or the week before, I can't remember.
This is what happens when you have a six-week-old at home.
Exactly. Well, at this time, she was only a four-week-old because this was a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So we go to Costco. You know, we're getting all the stuff. We're stocking up on everything. And the wife and I and the baby are there. We're doing a big excursion, a big day out.
Big jars of pickles and mayonnaise.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we're there, and we roll around, and then I turn the corner, and I see a 65-inch television.
No. Dum, dum, dum.
And the television, it was the last one. And you know how they have the deals, and it was like a $900 television. And they're like, hey, last one. It comes with a warranty, $450. So
whoa.
I'm like,
wow, okay.
Babe, we got to get this. I'm like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to walk around the store. We're going to get the rest of our stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll figure it out. You know? And she's like, yeah, that's a good deal. We gotta get that. And we'll see if it's here when we come back, and then we'll know it was meant to be. Exactly.
So we'll walk around the store for a half hour and try some of the samples, and if we come back and it's still there, then we know we were meant to buy it.
The universe wants you
to
have it.
And let me tell you, a weekday afternoon at Costco is the best time to go get samples. Me and the blue hairs were hanging out there, it was amazing.
I love that.
No lines.
Oh, that is hysterical.
Okay, so we get to the end. We go there, and we're like, oh, my God, the TV's still here. I talked to the guy.
It was meant to be, guys.
Yeah. So I look at my wife, and I'm like, Sarah, should we get it? And she goes, yeah, we should absolutely get it. She goes, how are we going to get it home? We have a small car. We don't have, like, the only thing that could fit in the car is the 65-inch TV and then the other garbage that we got at Costco. So that means that we have.
So you bought a trailer?
No. So I look at Sarah. And Sarah said, she goes, all right, I guess the baby and I will just stay here. You go bring it home. And then you come back and pick us up at Costco.
How far between Costco and where you live? Which Costco?
So we were in the Costco in Avon down there by the IKEA.
Yeah.
So we're there in Avon. But then we live over in Marshfield, and there's not really an easy way to get there. So it takes me about 45 minutes one way.
You left her there for an hour and a half?
Yeah. So
and
so I got to say to this.
So many Costco hot dogs.
There was a guy, Robert. Robert was the guy who helped me there. And he was so nice. And I said,
is he babysitting your kid?
No, I asked my wife doesn't even know I did this. I said, would you just look after my wife? You know, she's going to be wandering around here. It's a four-week-old baby. They're going to be sitting in the food court. You know?
At least there are nice areas in which to sit. Like, can you get on one of those recliners that vibrates?
Oh, no. Well, Sarah was walking around, and she was talking to everybody. And
oh, my God.
But she said after about an hour, and people started to, like, kind of question, they're like, what's this lady doing here with
homeless?
A four-week-old baby?
Do you need a place to stay, honey?
Do you have a membership card? How did
let me grab Marie real quick. Marie, good morning. So where did your husband leave you?
Well, we were actually living in Dublin in Ireland at the time, and I had a three-month-old baby, and we were really struggling, and he decided to come back to America early. So I got stranded in Ireland for a whole month.
See, Costco's not so bad.
You're not a bad dad, Salt.
It was a 65-inch TV. We have it now. It's amazing. We can watch so many children's programs
on it. CP will thank you.
CP will absolutely thank
you. Would you like my ex to put it on the wall for you?
No. Are you guys, Marie, are you still married?
Yeah, just about, except I followed him over here. It took me a while, but I got here.
You tracked him down is what you did.
All right,
way to go, Marie.
Thanks for calling in, Marie. I appreciate that. I mean, your poor wife had a baby 4 weeks ago.
It was
and you're
her
like,
idea.
I understand that, but you should have, maybe you should, I don't
know. It's a 65-inch TV.
You leave it there, you pay for it, and you take her home.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. I asked Robert at Costco. You can't do it. You have to take it with you.
Robert, you're killing Salt. What are you doing? You can't make him leave his wife and baby at the store.
The baby's fine. She's fine. They got ice cream. We're good. They had hot dogs. We're awesome.
She got a job, from what I understand.
Yeah.
She's working in the produce department.
They thought she was a sample lady.
Yeah.
Right. She was giving out dumplings.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.